A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. So be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. Be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The Word of the Lord. Be imitators of God. That's long been one of my favorite scripture verses, a verse that I have frequently used in the sacrament of reconciliation. What a steep challenge. Be imitators of God. Not just of the saints, or Mary, or of Jesus, but of God. How can we imitate God? In God, we recognize a creating Father, the one who made all things we know, all things we can touch, see, from nothing. Nothing at all. What can we possibly do to imitate God's creation? Oh, we can say, well, we can use our creatively the talents that God has given us, but what a faint comparison that is to God's creation. We recognize in God a saving Son. And we profess that once we had spoiled God's gifts of creation through sin, there's nothing at all we can do to save ourselves. It is God who has to save us through his Son. How can we imitate the salvation of Jesus Christ? Oh, you can say, well, we can bring the good news of salvation to others. But again, a poor parallel for what God has done for us. And we recognize in God a sanctifying Spirit. The very relationship between the Father and the Son, who brings the salvation won by Christ to us, bringing us into the divine relationship. What can we do to imitate the Holy Spirit? We can say, well, we'll try to bring others closer to God. But again, a limping analogy. John today invites us to a deeper understanding of what it means to imitate God. In his gospel, Jesus says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. We become what we eat, and it becomes part of us. In eating Christ's flesh and drinking his blood, we become not just imitators of God, but flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood. We come to share in the very nature of Jesus, who is God. And therefore, we come to share in the nature of God, capable of, in a way, doing what God does. And what God does is to give from all eternity. God gives himself, Father to Son, Son to Father, in and through the Holy Spirit. And then, in creation, he shares that giving with us. And it is that self-giving nature of God that God shares with us in Eucharist as we commemorate Jesus' supreme gift on the cross. How possible is it for us to imitate God? Well, last week we celebrated St. Lawrence, the deacon, who gave himself totally to the torturous death of fire with a laugh on his lips. We celebrated St. Dominic, who gave himself as totally as anyone could to the work of making known God's giving, saving nature. Next week, we'll celebrate St. Maximilian Kolbe, another who gave himself completely, surrendering himself to the torturous death of starvation to save another man from the same death. And, of course, we celebrate the Assumption of Mary, whose "Be it done unto me according to your word" stands for all generations as the ultimate surrender, of which we all can become partakers through God's gift of grace to us. Now, Paul recognized, as he urged his Ephesian community to be imitators of God, that they were not perfect. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling must be removed from you. Well, that means that it was present, I suppose. And yet, even in such a contentious community, Paul dared to challenge them to be imitators of God. While we may not be as bad, as good as the Ephesians, I doubt that we're any worse either. And so in today's reading, I hear Paul urging us to be imitators of God as his beloved children. Live in love.